Hello and welcome to the Classic TV Podcast with me, Andy Priestner.
And me, Hayden Gribble.
And we're podcasting here from Podcasting House.
Yes, we are. Top secret location.
Indeed it is. And we're starting off with a news item.
Yes, indeed.
A topical news item.
Topical news. Who'd have thought?
And what is the topical news item?
Topical news
of
item
of the week.
Well, the topical news item of this week, Andy,
yeah, tell me.
Is the results of the Doctor Who magazine poll.
Exactly.
The first 50 years, it was called.
Was it?
Covering all 241 broadcasted episodes of Doctor Who, ranking them in order of about, I think it was 6,000 people who
he's not even reading from a piece of paper here, ladies
and
gentlemen.
I'm really not. I'm just sort of staring into the ominous abyss of the phone that we're currently recording from. So
is this the time to actually admit that I actually don't buy Doctor Who magazine anymore very much?
But this is your...
This is my issue that's sat next to
this is coming from the person who's got it all about, what, how many, 400 issues upstairs?
Something like that. Maybe.
Do you still have the free transfers on the first ever?
No, because I kind of started, was issue 68 with Peter Davison, Time Flight, 1982.
Wow.
I think.
That is...
Around then, anyway.
That is BH.
I am very old.
That is BH.
Only compared to you, though.
Yeah, that's before Hayden, that is.
I see.
My first was 1996.
Yeah, why are we doing this together?
Paul McGann and Daphne Ashbrook on the
phone.
I'll tell you why we're doing this together. It's because we're both TV writers.
TV writers. That makes it sound like we write for TV.
We do indeed.
I go by
the pseudonym Terry Nation.
Yeah. Talking of Terry's, or at least Terrence's, we've got a very special guest later. We're thrilled that he can be with us here in Cambridge.
Yeah, he's out in the back.
Is he parking?
I think he is.
I'm not sure there's enough space there.
What, for him or the car?
Rude.
Anyway,
back to the topical news item.
Yes.
The results in full, it says. Surprised by anything?
Not really. Not really, just the fact that...
I was surprised, which one I wasn't completely expecting. The Day of the Doctor is surprising. Carnival of Monsters, really? 64th?
Wow.
And 62, wow. A bit of an on moon for there. That's where it was the previous time. I was surprised about that.
Yes, it was indeed. And then up from 14 to 10, Remembrance of the Daleks.
I know.
As well, which
is... What is that about?
I don't know, but at least my favourite's still in there, though.
What's that?
It's in the top 10. Pyramids of Mars.
Oh, well, yeah, that is my favourite as well, so good choice.
We've got to have different favourites.
Oh, have we? Oh, sorry.
We clearly copied each other.
Towns of Wenchang, then.
That's kind of my second. Is that your second as well?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, my Lord.
This isn't going to work.
92.6% of all the voters voted for The Day of the Doctor as the top, with Blink second.
But what do they know? What do they know, Hayden?
Wow. Quite a lot about Doctor Who, I think, really.
Really? I don't know whether they do if they're milking them high. Really?
Well, I mean, honestly. It was celebrated upon release. I mean, you can still watch it now. And it's...
Anyway, moving on from topical news item, we've got a lot to fit in.
We have.
And we're unashamedly doing a Doctor Who start off to this podcast.
Who would have thought?
I know, because people actually are interested in Doctor Who. Oh, I see.
Oh, he's a clever dick.
Seamless.
This one.
Amazing.
Go for it. Thanks, mate.
But we thought we'd actually review a Doctor Who story.
Mm.
Not every week, by any means.
No.
We'll review episodes of Tenko that I'll force you to watch, or Survivors. Yeah. What would you force me to watch? Probably Captain Scarlet
or some other piece of crap. Episodes of Rent-A-Ghost.
So if you want to join us for that sort of a journey.
Yeah.
Dear listener, then that's what's coming up on the Classic TV Podcast.
Yes.
So this week, the Doctor Who story that we're going to review actually came top in this poll a few years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, in 2009, it beat all the rest to be the best. Yeah.
And that was...
The Caves of Androzani.
Yeah. Mm. Now, I've got a story about the Caves of Androzani from my childhood.
Okay. Go for it.
While episode 4 of the Caves of Androzani was showing, I used to live up in North Northumberland. My dad was a vicar.
Yeah.
We're living in a vicarage, had a big grounds, and, you know, vicars don't have any money, but we have a big house, nothing to furnish it with.
Okay.
And
put beanbags and silt.
But my dad loved dogs more than he loved his children, it has to be said.
Oh. You're not bitter, are you?
No, it's fine! But gun dogs. Mm. And one of the gun dogs, which finally had lots of little puppies, was called Sovereign. And Sovereign was being mated during episode 4 of to Kames Vandrazani.
What a heartwarming story.
So whenever I see Kames Vandrazani episode 4, I'm thinking of Sovereign being connected to another dog in a sort of sexual way. So this does change the story for me.
That's the only creature ever to have got laid during an episode of Doctor Who, I think.
Possibly. Possibly. Anyway, that doesn't really colour the story for me that much, but...
No. Well, actually, do you know what? I was actually quite late coming to this story. I think I watched it for the first time in 2008, if I'm honest. Yeah, I got the DVD.
Because you were about 10 then, weren't you?
I was... Yeah, I was just knee-high to a...
To a Dalek.
To a Dalek, yeah. And I was 19, actually. Get it right.
We said we wouldn't swear on this podcast, but honestly, I came very close.
And it was one of those stories which I heard so much about, but I didn't want it's like sort of the gravitas that is produced by, you know, the love.
He said
of the
gravitas
story.
Then.
Did I?
Were you impressed? I was impressed.
I was indeed. Well, yeah.
No, I was asking the listeners.
Oh, I thought I was the listener. I didn't want to be influenced by what everyone else thought of the story.
Well, I want
so that's why I put it off so long to watch this one. But when I watched it, it is just great, isn't it, from start to finish?
Is
it's
it
got some memorable cliffhangers?
Is it?
It's got. Do you know how flawed the end of episode one is, though?
What?
You know when the androids are being shot at? And
yes.
This is Optimum Perry. How did the Saris Jek whip up perfect replications of the Doctor and Perry, complete with their costumes?
You're sounding like a sad Doctor Who fan, eh?
Oh, I better rein it in.
We're going to listen to a bit of Kames Vandrazani now, aren't we?
We are indeed.
I think it may even be a good bit.
Excellent.
So we all know which bit this is. Oh. Tense.
Doctor! Unlock this door!
This is end of episode 3.
This
is very cool, actually.
Have you had a good rest? Damn you, Doctor, open this door! Sorry, it seems to be...
No, I don't get that. When he opens the door, he kind of goes, like that. So why does he do that? Is it because it's hot inside the cabin? I don't know.
We'll be touching down in the
Has he seen John Nathan Turner's Hawaiian shirt from off the screen and he's now... His retinas have been disintegrated by the brightness?
I'll find something firm to hang on to. I'll murder you when I get in there, Doctor!
You see... very good, and it gets better obviously towards that cliffhanger. But I don't know, I was just something about it that I was just like, kind of like, maybe it was the age I was at the time, but I was kind of thinking, it's quite wordy. And
I think it's quite action orientated. That's interesting contrast, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I thought there's a lot of talking in corridors.
No, that's the rest of Doctor Who.
Oh, I see. Not this story.
Not this story at all. No, there's some talking in caves.
Is there?
You know, and Bat Guano kills the Doctor off as well, which is interesting. But
I don't know.
I don't think...
Maybe I was still mourning the loss of Tegan, and I didn't quite know who Perry was, so I kind of wasn't engaged.
Yeah, and why was he saving this person? Why was he going to such an effort to save this person he's only just met
exactly.
as well?
Doesn't make any sense.
Didn't make any sense. Still doesn't.
What a shit story.
Why did we choose this?
I don't know. But apparently... It was number one.
Yeah, no, it's down to number four. Not off.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are shortly going to go to a commercial break, aren't we?
A word from our sponsors.
And then we'll come back. We're going to do our regular slot, which is TV Heaven.
We are indeed.
Shout out to Jim Sangster and Paul Condon, who are fantastic people.
Mm.
Particularly Paul, not just because he's a Facebook friend, who I enjoy reading his posts, but mainly for that reason. They wrote TV Heaven a long time ago now, actually. I remember it nestling in under my Christmas tree many years ago.
Next to your train set.
And we're going to dip into it every week and pick out a drama series at random and talk about it.
Even if we've never seen it.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it intelligently. Anyway,
yeah.
So this is us signing off now. Click on part two for more of the same.
See you after that.
Bye.